Mr. Wallace, reel 6.
Now, you were on the Vengeance on the China station for more than 2 years. Did you enjoy these long...
No, I wasn't there for 2 years.
What I wanted to know was whether you enjoyed these very long foreign cruises.
Oh, I mean to say that. When we went down that book that I showed you there, yeah. The World's Cruise, well, there was only one thing wrong with that. We had, in the Repulse, I think the Repulse carried about 1,100 officers and men. But to accept the hospitality that was offered to us in everywhere we went, everywhere, they'll tell you there all the different places we went. We wanted twice that much, that number of men. My biggest eyesore on the World's Cruise was I used to get a chit from the Marshal at Arms every evening. 8 signal ratings to go to so-and-so. 4 signal ratings to go to so-and-so, and 3 signal ratings to go so-and-so and so-and-so. Well, you've got to detail these people off to go. I had 37 signal ratings in the Repulse, and there was 20 of them required for to go to dinners and dances and outings, all everywhere. And we didn't just have the people. We had whoever it was, somebody that made arrangements to go ashore. Probably had a girlfriend to go and see. No, he got to go to that party. Of course, some of them broke away from the party. But the most elaborate entertainment that we had was in a place that wasn't known in England until 6 months ago, Kuala Lumpur, where Cassius Clay fought his last fight. That place wasn't known until then, but that was one of the places we went to. And when we went there, We were 32 miles, it was 32 miles inside from where we were. We were at a place called Port Swettenham. And the train came down and took about 300 of us. 300 from Repulse, 300 from Hood. And you climbed up the side of the train. There was no platforms. And it took us into Kuala Lumpur. And when we got in there, train stopped, you come out and went down the steps. And it was a great big common, like Clapham Common, with, in the middle of it, was about 6 or 8 supports with the roof over the top. And tables all laid out. 4 chairs at each table. Well, there were 4 of us together, 4 chief POs, and we went in and sat down at one of these tables. And a girl come along and put down a tin of 53 Castle cigarettes opposite each one. Half a dozen postcards with stamps on, so all you had to do was write them and leave them there and post them. And all the most beautiful things you could possibly eat. And it was only at that time, it was a rubber plantation, because all round on the outskirts you could see the trees, where they had a cut in them and a
yes.
container for getting the rubber.
Mm. Can I ask you a question? In your experience on foreign cruises, were British sailors always well received?
Always welcome everywhere. Everywhere we went. But I think the biggest welcome we had on the world cruise, I think the biggest and unexpected welcome we had was at San Francisco. We went in, Hood and Repulse went to San Francisco, the light cruiser didn't come to San Francisco, but we went into San Francisco and there was, well, the American sailor and the British sailor didn't get on very well together after the First War. They were dead enemies, you know. But when we got in there, we thought we were going to have trouble. But when we got there, we anchored out in the middle of this enormous great harbour. There was all the American fleet there, and we anchored. And about every quarter of an hour, one ship or another, a great big launch, motor launch, much better than we had, would come alongside. Say, any liberty, boys? Yeah. Every quarter of an hour, if you wanted to go ashore, there was Yankee boats took you in, and there was Yankee boats ashore to bring you back. And the Yankees, they treated us, well, 10 times better than we ever expected. We went to I was in the party once, we went to a music hall. A real good music hall.
San Francisco this was, wasn't it?
At San Francisco. And just across the road, across the water from San Francisco is a place called Oaklands. And Wee Georgie Wood, you've heard of him, haven't you? Well, Wee Georgie Wood was engaged in Oaklands and he phoned up where we were. He heard about us being there and he phoned up saying that he was doing his job early and he was going to come over there. And he came over there and he came on and gave us a turn. Wee Georgie Wood, and he had a woman there.
Mm.
I forgot her name.
Can I ask you another question? You say the British sailor was always well received wherever he went. Were there any exceptions to that in your experience? Any exceptions
no,
to that?
No, none whatever. No, when we were...
Can you remember any ports where you weren't quite so well received as you were used
to? Nowhere. We were well received everywhere we went. Now, when we were at... When we were at San Francisco, that was Prohibition.
Could you do this again for me? You're explaining how when you were in San Francisco,
yeah,
it was during the Prohibition period.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to you again? Tell me it again.
We were going to... Well, we went to a music hall. We were entertained to a special music hall.
Yeah, yeah.
And Wee Georgie Wood was appearing at Oaklands, which is across the harbour. And he came over there to have a chat with us, give us a turn.
Yes, I got that, but what happened once
Well, then, the four of us, we were, another time, this was another day, we were roaming around the city, and there was we kept walking past a big hotel, and a big nice fella came down, he said, hello you boys, how are you, how are you enjoying yourself, so and so and so and so, oh, very well, thank you, so. Would you like a nice little drink? Ah, come in. He took us in the hotel. And we had scotch and dry ginger. And then he said, you know this place, do you? You've heard of this place, haven't you? No, we hadn't heard about it. He says, come on. He took us in the lift. We went up in the lift, and he took us to a room. He said, here, he said. He opened the room, he opened the door, he said, see that bed? I said, yes. He said, that's the bed where Virginia Ripe was murdered. I think it was Fatty Arbuckle was the bloke that murdered Virginia Ripe, and he showed us the bed she was murdered on.
Can I ask you just one more question about foreign cruises? Which did you prefer, service in foreign waters or service in home waters?
Foreign waters. Foreign waters, easy.
Why was that?
Well, I'd been all around the British. I'd been in everywhere in England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales during my time, and I just wanted to see something that I hadn't seen before.
Can I just put the question to you, please? How did the conditions aboard the Triumph compare with those aboard the Vengeance?
Well, the main thing was we had refrigerators. We could carry enough meat to last for a month, whereas with the Vengeance we could only carry enough to last for a week. And we had a bakery where we could have fresh bread every morning in the Triumph, whereas you had to wait for the bread to come from shore in Vengeance.
Were conditions in the mess decks more comfortable?
Well, of course they were. No, they were much the same. The mess decks were much the same. Mm. The washing and cleaning arrangements, they were just about the same, but that was the most important thing. You had a refrigerator, a very, very large one. They carried a hell of a lot of meat. Mm. And you had a bakery. Of course, all ships have got bakeries now. Mm. But you had fresh bread every morning.
Aboard Vengeance, how had it been different as regards meat?
Well, you only carried enough enough meat that you could put in the butcher's shop was on the upper deck. Mm. And you could only carry enough fresh meat that you could put in there.
And what would happen after the week?
After that, you had to go on what they called saltpeter, salt pork, that was kept down below in barrels. And when you get a barrel up, when you'd been at sea for some time, when you were on what they called saltpeter, when you see a barrel come up with salt pork on, you had to soak it for hours and hours and hours. And when you see the barrel marked 1862 or something like that, about 50 years, it had been in that barrel for 50 years, you didn't like it very much. And believe it or not, when it was cooked, you didn't like it either.
How would you cook it?
Well, it was cooked, it was boiled. It was boiled in the galley, and they always used to eat pea soup with it. But it was...
You'd never roast it?
Oh, no, always boiled. You couldn't. I doubt if you could roast it.
And you always served the salt pork the same way, did you?
Yes. Salt pork was always boiled.
Food must have been pretty boring then.
It was boring. It was very, very... it was very, very awkward. I mean, nobody didn't like it because there's nobody ate very much of it when you got it. I mean, at that time, they didn't have the preservation that they got today. And at that time, it was pretty rough.
When you joined the destroyer, the Locust, after the two battleships you'd served on, you must have found the conditions very, very different.
Oh, very different, yes.
What were the most important ones?
Well, space. In a destroyer at that time, you got what they called hard line money. Petty officers got 7 pence halfpenny a day extra, and all under petty officers, chief petty officers got 6 pence a day extra. That was because you had to lie on the floor. There was no room. There was room for some hammocks to go up, but not all. Half of you lay with your hammock on the lockers, because as your mess table was here, you had lockers for your kit, to keep your kit in. Well, some of the people had to lie on them lockers, just open their hammock out and lie down on their hammock. They couldn't. A hammock is a very comfortable thing to sleep in when you've got it slung up. But you didn't have the space to sling them up in the destroyer. I think out of about, say, 14, there was about room to hang up 6 hammocks. The remainder was on the lockers, on the table, and on the deck.
Which did you...